Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson is back. And on this episode, we're going to talk about a franchise that's achieving things for the first time. We're going to also talk about, upon further review, a running back that just simply, it breaks my heart to hear his story of how things have worked out. And we're going to talk about the NFL actually relaxing. But that's for later. For now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Nashville. Well, it looks like the hashtag stand with us will continue because the Nashville Predators, you are about to hear this correctly, they are headed to their first ever Stanley Cup final. On the hat trick efforts of one Colton Sissons and 38 saves from goalie Pekka Rinne, the team is just on fire, having home ice disadvantage in all three of their rounds, but not even going to a game seven in every one of them. The Predators advanced with a 6-3 victory in game six of the Western Conference final against the Ducks. Congratulations to Nashville. It is absolutely wonderful to see a team that was a wild card before entering into the playoff fray get this far. Kudos to all you guys. I hope everything goes well. And well, let's see if you bring Lord Stanley's Cup to the Music City. Dateline, Cleveland. Okay, am I in the Twilight Zone? I'm not really getting this because I saw the Cavs steamroll the Celtics two straight games in TD Garden, but they come home to the Q and they act as though they forgot how to dominate. So I'm watching the game and I'm seeing this putrid effort from LeBron James. And I'm seeing the only two people really invested in the game for the Cavaliers being Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. But without an injured Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics go in and they beat the Cavaliers 111-108. Now, Avery Bradley had this to say about the start of the game, which was Marcus Smart. Quote, "It all started with Marcus and how poised he was on both ends of the court." Close quote. Granted, 27 points on 7 three-pointers, that will definitely do it. But no, it started with the fact that the Cavaliers and their leader, LeBron James, got on the court and acted completely, totally disinterested. I have choice comments about Mr. LeBron James later in the week. Dateline, Seattle. This is really, really sad news. Former defensive lineman Cortez Kennedy, who was, if you were a 90s NFL fan, an absolute stud, died. And it's absolutely mind-boggling because he was only 48. So this was definitely one of those far too soon type of scenarios. And for those who are not aware of one, Mr. Cortez Kennedy, he played 11 years all in Seattle from 1990 to 2000. He played 153 out of 167 games. He amassed, which is very, very unusual for a defensive tackle, 58 sacks, and he was an 8-time All-Pro. This is a huge loss for the football world, the NFL world, and for the Seahawks world. He stayed on as a consultant for the Seahawks, where he unfortunately unexpectedly died. Cortez Kennedy, defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks, dead at the age of 48. Dateline, Paris. Novak Djokovic is looking to get his groove back. The multi-Grand Slam winner has had one Grand Slam elude him, and that is the red clay on Roland Garros. And hopefully he feels that he has gotten that edge back, that possible edge to get that win on clay by employing the services of one aloof Andre Agassi. Yes, the same one who did the Canon Images Everything commercials and had his downturn and his rise from the ashes like a phoenix, and the one that ended up marrying Steffi Graf. Yes, the very same Andre Agassi. And this would help because Agassi knows what it takes to actually win the Grand Slam in Paris. He won the French Open in, I believe, 1999, and he went to the finals in a couple of other scenarios. So he knows what it takes to win at Paris. Djokovic had this to say about actually embracing Agassi and releasing his former coach. Quote, "That's what I wanted to let you guys know. I spoke to Andre the last couple of weeks on the phone, and we decided to get together in Paris. So he's going to be there. We'll see what the future brings. We are both excited to work together and see where it takes us. Close quote. Well, Novak, I believe that if things go well, my friend, it may take you to a place where you have never been before in your career. On top of that podium, holding a trophy that says 2017 French Open champion. Much luck to both you, Novak, and Andre. When I come back, we're going to deal with a hard luck story and upon further review. But immediately following the break, we're going to stay in the NFL and talk about relaxing rules. That doesn't sound like the NFL. Come on back. The domain industry is growing rapidly, and it's time for you to share in the wealth. Our friends over at domain.com challenges industry heavyweights head on and offers a simple checkout process, industry low prices, and excellent service. Domain.com offers a wide selection of domain extensions, including .com domains, for a low, low price. How low, you ask? How about $10.47 a year or less? That's a deal, right? Well, how about this? Act now and you can get a domain today for 15% off. Just use the code AFCOM, that's AFFCOM, and that discount is yours when you get your domain. Need web hosting? They do that too. In fact, if you purchase web hosting with domain.com, you can get 25% off using the code 25HOST. AFFCOM for 15% off your new name. 25HOST for 25% off your web hosting. It's worth your while. Domain.com. The starting place for everything that happens online. Welcome back. So do my eyes deceive me? I can't believe what I actually have just read. The No Fun League, the National Football League, actually are taking strides and steps to relax celebrations in the end zone. Wait, I thought this was the league that wanted to subscribe to the Larry Fitzgerald or the Barry Sanders theory of act like you've been there before. And I'm sure you'll have other coaches say the same. What I find funny, though, is that this is something which has been needing to happen for a long time. One of the biggest issues that a lot of people have with the NFL is the fact that you don't have the freedom to celebrate, that you're regulated, that it's becoming more like baseball and tennis. And there's nothing wrong with either sport. Baseball has its own set of rules. Tennis has its own set of rules. But football, it's a bit more testosterone driven, childlike driven. So it's really difficult for NFL players to act as though they're wearing suits on the field. Because, you know, normally if you wear a suit, you tend to be less aggressive. You tend to be less exuberant. You tend to be more businesslike and focused and stoic. And you tend to be more conservative. I know that's a dirty word for most people, but that's the tone that people take. So Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, the Shield, wrote an email and he sent it to season ticket holders all across the landscape because he wanted to deliver, quote, a more exciting game experience, close quote. And he provided the new guidelines of how touchdown celebrations are going to be governed from this point forth. In the email, he also went on with to say the following. Quote, players have told us they want more freedom to be able to express themselves. Close quote. Now, the freedom to express themselves in the end zone normally has been a 15-yard penalty, and is evidenced by the Key and Peele parody and character of Hingle McCringleberry, who, in that sketch, if you have followed along with that episode, if you haven't, it's a character that plays football, and when he gets the end zone, he does thrusts, sexual thrusts. And the running joke was, he could do two, but if he did three, he would get penalized 15 yards. And he would always wait before the third thrust and see if the referee was going to throw the flag at him, to the point where he would actually go to the referee and do these thrusts, not on him, but around him. That's how ridiculous the excessive celebration penalty has become. Now, Goodell's email also went over to say the following as well, because he says he knows the league also knows, quote, that you love the spontaneous displays of emotion that come after a spectacular touchdown. Close quote. Really? So it took you all this time, Roger, to understand this? You are what, 54 years old, 55 years old now? You've been affiliated with the league for at least 28 years? Because before you were commissioner, you were an accountant or lawyer accountant. So you've been around the product for a long time. You are a self-professed fan. You know this. And this goes also to what I feel is a stretch for Mr. Goodell, because he's trying to sow seeds of brotherhood between the owners and the players by doing this and saying that he has contact with players, simply because he's been so staunchly in the pockets, literally, of the owners of the league, that he wants to now be more, how should I say this, down with the players. You will fail miserably, Mr. Goodell, in trying to be as good as Paul Tagliabue was. He at least understood that it took a partnership. The owners wanted what they had, and the players wanted what they had. And to spit on either side would be ridiculous. And what you have done, Mr. Goodell, is continuously spit in the face of players by basically being the owner's puppet. Now that you're seeing that people can't stand you, and now that you're hearing that when your name is mentioned in a large circle of fans, people boo, and not only that, when you speak, they boo you so loudly that people cannot hear what you're saying. I know that had to get to you, although you're stiff upper lipped about it. I know it gets to you. You know why I know it gets to you? Because of emails like this. Because of decisions like this. When you handed that trophy to Robert Kraft down in Houston this past February, I know it had to be a sobering moment for you. Not from the standpoint of you punish this team only for them to just laugh off their punishment and still hold the Vince Lombardi trophy in front of your face. No. What has to eat inside you, what has to be almost like a cancer within you, is the fact that it doesn't matter if it's the Patriots fan base, the Cowboys fan base, the Packers fan base, the Steelers fan base, the Jaguars fan base, or either the Los Angeles fan bases. Doesn't matter what team it is, every fandom in the NFL cannot stand you. So you make a move like this to ingratiate yourself to the players and, in essence, your fan base. Well, nice try. I'm glad that you're relaxing the celebration rule. I feel better for the referees, because that's a whole lot to toss and think about. But as for you, this isn't your get out of jail free card with the fans. This just serves as placating, kowtowing, butt kissing, brown nosing. That's what this reeks of. So while I'm glad that you relaxed the rule of celebrations in the end zone, the fans are not going to relax in their disdain and their pure hatred of you. When I come back, we're going to stay in the NFL, and upon further review, we're going to deal with an issue that is prevalent in the game today. Be right back. For you, the Colts Sports VIPs, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. There are many audiobooks from which to choose, like the following. Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game by Michael Lewis. How about The Big Miss, My Years Coaching Tiger Woods by Hank Haney. How about The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea by Peter Thomas Fornatale and Chris Jericho. You can choose any of these three books amongst the 180,000 they have in their audio library. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/coldsports. Again, that's audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z for your free audiobook. If you listen to Cold Sports, Dolt of the Week, Dolt of the Month, Dolt of the Quarter, and any other episode of Cold Sports, why don't you listen to any of these books? Give it a try. Enjoy these books and more. Free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/ColeSports with the Z. Audible.com, where powerful voices bring books to life. Coming up in the next episode of Cold Sports, we're going to talk about who will join the Nashville Predators in the Stanley Cup Finals in the NHL. Will the boring conference finals in the NBA be over anytime soon? Hopefully the answer is yes. We're of course going to award the Dolt of the Week, and we're going to delve right into Jordan versus LeBron in a Palm Further review. Tune in later this month. Cold Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. I think you're going to love it, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And we have more waiting for you. See, that's for the episodes to come. And also tune in. You're going to get ready to vote, VIP. Cold Sports, Dolt of the Month for May. That's going to come up first weekend in June. Man, that's going to be something else. But we can't go with the votes yet because we haven't awarded the Dolt for this week yet. And that's for later. For now, we're going to deal with the subject, as we said. We're still sticking NFL, still staying NFL, and we're going to talk about this person upon further review. Now, we know these things about Trent Richardson. He was a standout running back at the University of Alabama. He was the can't-miss prospect for the Cleveland Browns. He was supposed to bring the restoration of a running game back to the Browns, only to gain 3.3 yards a carry for his career. Played for the Browns, then played for the Colts, and had a cup of coffee in Oakland before teams just simply did not want to pick up his phone call. I'm not talking about what he did on the field. What he did on the field doesn't concern me as much as what he has done off of it. And no, I'm not talking about any drug issue, any weapons charges, any sexual abuse or domestic abuse. Nothing along those lines. Has been a complete good citizen in all those regards. This is more coming from concern than ridicule or criticism, because last year, CBS Sports did a wonderful story on him, and the title of it was Trent Richardson Says His Family and Friends Spent $1.6 million in 10 months. And I saw this recently in another Facebook room, and I said, man, it's time for me to actually talk about this because I don't think I've ever addressed this on my show. So what better time to address it than now? So upon entering the NFL, he received a 4-year, $20.5 million contract. Now, when he received that, he promptly bought a 6-bedroom house in Cleveland and had outdoor kitchen and an arcade room. And that went for $825,000. Nearby, he rented a house for his mother. And down in Pensacola, he bought his grandmother a 5-bedroom house for $350,000. Family friend LaDarren Clardy had this to say about Trent. Quote, he felt like he was obligated to bring all these people with him. He didn't want to leave anybody behind. Close quote. I think the more disturbing part about this is this wasn't the end of how his money was spent. From his own lips, he said, quote, I just made sure that my immediate family was taken care of. And so then it came to everybody outside immediate family. You got people coming from everywhere. You get calls. Man, my car is going to get repoed. So I'm like, okay, how much is it? Oh, that's it? All right, I'll send it to you. Then send it out to him. I'd wire it out, give $10,000 this week away. Then the next week you get a call. Man, somebody's going to repo my house. I'm fitting to get evicted. Another $10,000 go out. It's stuff like that that adds up. Close quote. Yeah, it is stuff like that that adds up, Trent. I totally agree with you. And then, of course, it didn't help matters when your NFL career was, well, abbreviated. I won't say it was cut short. You might still find your way back in the league. But it's grossly unfortunate that you're struggling mightily now because of that big heart of yours. Now, Richardson's brother Terrell said the following people were living with Trent. Quote, me, my brother, my older brother visited frequently. Trent's kids, Trent's girlfriend, my uncle, my aunt Vera, my cousin Julius, my cousin Devin, a friend of our family's, Marion. Close quote. It got to the point where he was paying his personal assistant, which was his brother, $100,000. And it's to the point now where he, Trent is planning to live with his grandmother in Pensacola to continue his rehab. And he now has only enough money to support himself and his immediate family. I support your hoop dreams, in this case, your gridiron dreams. But what pains me about this, Trent, is that you got a chance to see, even with family, maybe not immediate, but certainly in your circle, you got a chance to see how people value you differently once you make money. It hurts my heart, brother, that this happened to you. And I hope you get back to the league. And I also hope that you get back all the money that you lost. It hurts me so, man, that you have to live the way you're living now. But hopefully you'll get back to where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be beasting on the field. And I think you could if everything else in your life became a lot clearer to you and your focus became better. My prayer to you, Trent, is that you do get better. You do help your family, but you learn how much you can help, both figuratively and literally. If you happen to like this episode or any episode of this brand thus far, special of interview or regular show like this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. Come along for the ride. Cole Sports, again, sports with a Z. Make your voice heard. Go to speakpipe.com/Cole Sports with a Z to do so. Type that address in the address bar. Click record. Then speak. Then send. It's that simple. And I will play what you say on air. You can do that, or you can also click in the show notes that says Cole Sports VIP speak. Click that link. Record. Then VIP speak. Then send. Simple, right? Also simple is making your presence felt. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. Search in groups on Facebook. It's right there. Sports with a Z. Or you can click the link on the show notes as well that says Cole Sports VIP room. Canadian friends, thank you for the support and the love. Sports with a Z. You can also find me on social media platforms galore. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Google Plus, iTunes/Apple, Pinterest, Instagram, Acast, Player FM, Blueberry. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for the retweets. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the subscriptions. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much. Keep the love coming. More importantly, you can find any of these episodes and more on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. You can check out me and all of the brand on Cole Sports with a Z.com. And as always, it doesn't matter where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. I just want you to do this one thing, VIP. It's real simple. All you gotta do is enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.